Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to the Wise Men Say Reaction Pod. You are joining us after a lovely, actually, 0-0 draw to, well, win, well, draw, well, whatever you want to call it, against Leeds United. I'm Eleanor McCabe. I'm joined as ever by Mr. Michael Love. Hello, Michael. How are we?
Hi. It's mad, isn't it? Like, 0-0 Saturday, yeah, we played all right, but it felt a bit flat. But, like, I don't know if it's just because Leeds have got so much riding on it, but, like, I feel a bit giddy because it was just really funny, but objectively, we come away with a draw.
We have lost our minds a little bit over this. It's quite funny. Like, that's the only way you can describe it. And there's a bit, and I know, like, say what you want about it, the Welcome to Wrexham documentary and all of that, but there is a bit, obviously you can't mention other documentaries apart from Sunderland Until I Die, but there's a bit in Welcome to Wrexham where Rob McElhenney turns and he goes, there's some draws that feel like losses and there's some draws that feel like wins, and I never knew that about football, and tonight is very much one of those draws that feels like a win, because that away end was bouncing. Every single one of us was just absolutely living our best life, and ultimately we've come out of there feeling on top of the world. Like, there's no other way about it, is there?
Yeah, and this is why, like, to be slightly serious, why performances and results do matter, because, like, if you're a fan like us that, like, kind of goes, like, to as many away games as we can and goes to all the home games, it's important to come out of the game feeling good. I know you were down Cardiff and we won, and obviously you came away from that game buzzing. And, like, I watched it in the town, and again, like, it just kind of makes you there a bit better. And same with tonight. I mean, I think the performance was good. Leeds, to be fair, they never really looked that threatening throughout the entire 90 minutes. I know.
Well, they had one shot on target.
Exactly. And, of course, there was a blatant penalty for handball by 09, but how many of them have we been on the wrong side of? And to be honest, like, I think we thoroughly deserved that point. I think we battled really hard, and we looked a bit of a threat on the counter tonight. And, like I say, this is why results and performances do matter, because if we go there and get beat like 5-0 tonight, for example, it's only a week after the Blackburn game and everyone's on the floor again, and you're looking ahead to another really tricky away game on Saturday, and you've got the stuff knocked out of you. But we're going to go into that game with a bit of belief and confidence, and tonight we looked very organised, very efficient, and as I say, I think we were full value for the point.
And that's the thing, really, isn't it? Like, ultimately, our season's done.
Yeah, of course.
There's nothing more that kind of we have to play for. We're not going to get relegated at this point, but we're also not going to be in the playoffs. And I think most of us have kind of accepted that. But watching the lads do what they did tonight and really put in a solid, secure, good performance, it's nice to see that. Not that they haven't given up, because I don't think that's the right term, but it's nice to see that they want to see out this season in a positive way, because ultimately it has been a bit of a weird, down, not great season for Sunderland fans, and ending it in this way, fingers crossed we continue to end it in this way, it's a nice thing. I mean, to go into the match a little bit, I mean, Ballard tonight, that's where I want to start, because he was incredible. He absolutely, every single thing he did, I think he had one tiny wobble maybe at one point, but apart from that, he was just absolutely incredible. Sorry, it's just a bit of a mix-up. Is that definitely mixed pint this time, or are you going to drink his pint and then apologise? Wait, yeah, we have had a bit of a silly night out in Leeds, but
I mean, you see,
if I go back to the point of Dan,
you see at night, I think we met up about 2 o'clock, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah, we did. It's been a day. But if I go back to my point, Dan Ballard tonight, man, like, just every single time you needed him, he was there. And you cannot fault a bit of his performance, really.
No, he's an outstanding player, and he's got like a Premier League ceiling, that's clear. And he showed it again tonight against a side who in reality do have kind of a very, very top-end championship, if not low Premier League squad. And he's shown himself tonight he's very much capable of handling that. But I just think we look very solid as a unit. Him and 09 have obviously got like quite a good partnership going on, and we saw that tonight. I mean, I think now, like, bizarrely, it feels weird to say this with the Blackburn game, like, chucked in with that apparition, but equally, I think that's maybe like 3 or 4 clean sheets out of 5, isn't it? So it's important now, we are getting that bit of solidity. I mean, obviously, it'd be ideal if we kind of get, like, going forward, looking a bit more fluid, but again, take this game in isolation, Leeds away, who are, like, going for automatic promotion, it's a very, very good point, a very good performance, and I think a game like tonight, you do have to very much take in isolation.
Yeah, a team with a lot to play for, against a team who ultimately are potentially on the beach at this point, like, we do, and to see that defensive performance we put in, whether or not our hands were used, is a really strong one. You make an excellent point there. We are looking at kind of a run of 5 games where we have conceded 5 goals in one match, but 4 out of 5 of those are clean sheets, and I think you have to look at how strong our defence is at the moment and how well they seem to be doing. And ultimately, when you look at kind of the way they're functioning and bringing Elise back in and how strong he looks when he's in that back 5-4, whatever Dodds he wants to play, and then you look at Styles, like, and this genuinely isn't a joke, like, I do think he was quite good tonight. I think that 09 had a blinder of a game. I think Ballard had a blinder of a game. I think Hume maybe had a couple of silly moments, but I think that, well, you two, shut up. Honestly, I am going to lose it with you. So, sorry about that. There are two absolute idiots sat beside us. But when you look at kind of our defence and how well they're doing, you can't fault them at all, really.
No, and I think the back 5 worked very well against Leeds at home, and it worked very well tonight. As I say, take the game pure isolation. I mean, I've been quick to criticise, but I thought in the back 5 that structure allowed Pembele to flourish because he was able to get forward and he had the freedom to get up and down that right hand side. And as I say, if you're going to criticise someone when they don't play very well, you've got to say he looked very good, like, not very good, but certainly competent, you know, like he didn't look out of place at all. Like you say, like the back 5, I think suited Styles again, so I think he's definitely more of a wing back than a full back, you know. And yeah, as I say, just really solid performance. I think Dan Neil had a very good game in the middle of a part again tonight. Just as I say, I think again, you're talking like 6, 7s out of 10 all over the pitch. Patterson, he didn't really have a great day to do, but what he dealt with everything really well, what he did have to do. As I say, Job, I think he led the line well because it was a bit of a thankless task today.
Yeah.
There was like so many balls kind of played up to him, and yes, I think he is probably the best option we have up front, but equally he's 18-year-old and he's leading the line against a team with a quality of Leeds, and I think his ball retention was decent. He gave us a little bit of a focal point and a bit of a get-out ball, so I think you can certainly say he had a good performance. And like I say, if you'd offered me this before tonight, I'd have been delighted because I really did favour worse going into this game. I just had all the markings of just a routine Leeds win. And I mean, yeah, they drew the last game, but the last time they lost, sorry, they lost the last game, but last time they lost before that, you're talking December.
Yeah.
So that just shows you how quality they are and how ruthless they are. And they're unbeaten all season, and that's only the 5th draw of the season they've had, you know, and we've held them. So it just goes to prove that, like, in like isolated games, like Dodds, like, can, like, set a team up tactically. As I say, it's just over like a greater kind of body of games, like, kind of from an attacking point of view, like, we don't look very potent. But
yeah. But
to be fair, as I say, I'm very much trying to take tonight in isolation. It was just a very good night all round.
Yeah, it was an absolutely brilliant night. And I think that kind of when you look at between December to now, the difference between the two teams and that gap in the league between the two teams, and then going out and seeing what happened on that pitch tonight, it shows you how absolutely mental this league is. Like, We're talking, like, us being 13th, they're pushing for automatic promotion. And are we? I think we are 13th. Or we're
there.
Yeah, we're around there. But you look at kind of the difference in terms of league positions and run of games between the two teams. And then you look at what you saw tonight, and I mean, I couldn't separate us tonight. It didn't look like kind of teams that should be that far apart. It was, yeah, it was bizarre, really.
Do you know what I think's funny? But like, I think from a Leeds perspective tonight, if we were in Leeds' position and we'd had that result against the team 14th, we'd all be saying typical Sunderland. Yeah. From a Leeds perspective, we felt very typical Sunderland. I mean,
or typical Leeds, to be fair, depending which way you see it.
I mean, there was a gentleman tonight who I've never met before in my life who was stood next to us, who turned around on about 47 minutes and just went, Leeds on scoring tonight. and it sort of proved that they just looked so toothless, like kind of going forward, and they were getting a bit desperate, and so...
Yeah, it's one of those nights. You do...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Come away from the game absolutely buzzing, and you come away from the game ultimately thinking, does Daniel Farke genuinely fear Mike Dodds? I mean, there is a point where now...
Daniel Farke needs to finish the story.
Dodsy does live rent-free in Daniel Farke's head. Daniel Farke goes to sleep at night and he dreams of Mike Dodds because he cannot score against him. Leeds have played us twice this season and have not scored a goal against us. That is... For a team pushing for automatic promotion, like... It's incredible. It's unbelievable. And it leaves you with that kind of, all right, like, what's next? What's coming? What do we have to look forward to next season? And also, this league is so crazy. It's a difficult one to react to because you've got a goalless draw. Like, you don't have a goal to talk about. You don't have, like, a build-up to talk about. I mean, I guess we can talk about the fact that we had, what, 3 shots on target to their 1, which is... incredible. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, they had more shots overall and all of that, but I think that the real kind of credit tonight, and this isn't to take anything away from the lads on the pitch, but the fans who followed them down there, the fans who backed them from the first minute, that away end was one of the best I've been in all season. Yeah. And I think that there has to be something said for how much passion, like, We were on the way to the train station this morning, and the taxi driver was like, oh, like, where are you going? And we were telling him, and he was like, you know, we as Mackhams were absolutely mental. Like, we've got nothing to play for, and we're taking 3,000 people down to Leeds. And it's just, it's lovely to see.
I think as well, it is nice, because I think a lot gets made of, like, how, like, allegedly demanding we are as a fan base, and I've always kind of, like, stood against that a little bit, because I think, considering everything we've been through, kind of, even in my, like, I'm 28 year old, and, like, in my lifetime I've seen, like, 2 record low relegations from the Premier League, relegated straight from the Premier League down to League One, seen us struggle for 4 years in League One. That's just in my lifetime. There'll be people that's been through a lot more hardship than me, and the back end they still get, particularly on the road, is just absolutely phenomenal. And that showed for me that it doesn't take a great deal to get the fans on side. All we saw tonight, really, we never looked like scoring either. You know, it wasn't as if it was like, yeah, it was a good performance, but it wasn't like we were watching like prime Barcelona. But because like, we were solid, we gave everything, the fans really got behind him, and I think that's always, like, great for the players to see, because they must come off the pitch feeling 10 foot tall after a performance like that. And that's something I've always said. Yeah, we can be demanding at times, but if you give 100%, then that's a bit cliche, but we will get right behind you, and so it proved tonight. And I'm sure you felt the same down in Cardiff as well.
Yeah, we love seeing players who want to play for the shirt, who want to give everything. And, like, I mean, Pembele's first match for us, I sat there and I said, look, I don't think he's match fit. I didn't think he looked good. I can't credit the lad enough tonight. Going forward, he was absolutely, like, brilliant. Like, he was really, really good. Jack Clark tonight, yet again, like, showed his quality, showed how good he can be. I was really, really happy for Patrick Roberts when he came on, because I think we're seeing him get his confidence back after that kind of shaky match against Bristol. Just every single one of those lads, Patson, like, I know they only had one shot on target, but that almost doesn't do him credit for kind of some of the, even like when he was, yeah, assurances, making sure he, like, punching the ball away when he needed to, catching it when he needed to. Like, there was a lot of times where he was making sure they didn't get that second ball, and that was fantastic to see. I'm trying to think whether there's anyone we haven't mentioned, because I don't want it to feel like there's anyone we left out, because that was a proper team performance tonight. And it's something that you've almost felt missing a bit this season. They've been through a couple of managers. They've seen kind of key players in the team leave. They've seen kind of leaders from the dressing room leave. And I think that some of the younger lads especially have struggled. But every single one of them played together tonight and gave their all.
What I will say, like, I can only speak for myself, but I've never once really questioned, like, the effort and the commitment of the players. I never have once. I mean, for a really young side, and I've always, like, laid the blame at the door of the people who have created the circumstances for them to have to play every amount of minutes that they played this season, rather than, like, themselves. Because you see, like, when you have a squad that's that young and they play so many minutes more than they've ever been exposed to in their career, at some point you are going to see a drop off, and you do occasionally see a game like a Blackburn game. Having said that, though, when it does kind of, like, click like it did tonight, and you can see, like, how much it does mean to them, and I think that is important to emphasise, is no matter, like, kind of, yeah, it's been crap for quite a while now. I mean, that's one win in 11 still, you know, and I mean, it's a great result in isolation, but still a horrendous run of form. We're not looking great going forward, but it is good to see them, like, as I say, be able to apply themselves and get a result like that and feel that kind of that buzz of the fans and stuff like that. And as I say, it is reward for kind of, like, the effort that they've put in, like, all season. And I think in the summer there's still a lot of work that needs to be doing, but we need to remember that we do have, like, a core of, like, good, like, kind of, like, young players that we can, like, build a team around. And that's the thing, we need to build a team around them, not just add more kids to that mix.
Yeah, and I'm sure the lads will go into it a little bit more tomorrow, and they'll have a bit more of a Thursday when they do the preview pod. But I think that ultimately, where we are is we need to enjoy this bit while we've got it. Because when was the last season that we got to the end of the season? I genuinely enjoyed tonight. Like, tonight was absolutely fantastic. And I think that ultimately, when was the last time in a season that we didn't have anything to play for? Like, that we were able to just go, oh, we're not getting relegated, oh, we don't have the stress of promotion. And I'm not saying that this has been a good season. I'm not saying that I'm thankful that we're not in the playoffs. But what I'm saying is, we are where we are. Tonight was absolutely brilliant. It was great fun. It was enjoyable. And ultimately, we've got a lot to do. But right here in this moment, it's just nice.
I don't think, as well, it's probably come through. I think this is a result that if you've watched this on the telly in the house, you've probably thought, what are these two? We're just going on about, it's a 0-0 draw, you know what I mean? But it's one of them games, I think, like, if you are there and you're in your way and you feel that kind of, like, buzz, because it was at the point where, like, in the first half, it was, like, funny when they were, like, on top and weren't, like, creating chances. And then you got towards the end of the game, you're like, actually, we can get something here. And it did get, like, a little bit, like, nervy in that. And there was, like, a great deal of satisfaction at the full-time whistle when we achieved the result. So, as I say, like, great night for, like, the pair that's been down now. And as I say, it's the most I've enjoyed, like, an away game for quite some time now.
Yeah.
Probably, even though, like, I've not seen us win, I think, since Blackburn, like, in September, away from home. So, I'm a jinx. But
I mean, one of my favourite moments was the fact that apparently Michael Loft knows every single person in an away end, because no matter what corner we turn tonight, he was greeting someone, which, I mean, probably speaks to a bigger thing about, like, seeing mates at away games and stuff like that. That was fantastic. The absolutely insane way that they filed us into the stadium was bizarre. That weird, like, snake queuing system they had that then just opened up, people hopping over fence, just brilliant. At one point, which had Michael, I was about to call you Mike there, which had Mike, which had Mike Dodds, which had Mick in absolute stitches. I got so frustrated that I just shouted "kick it" at the players.
It was all the absolute desperation in your voice, like a ball just bobbled at the edge of your ear. "Kick it!"
Yeah. It was one of my finer moments, but ultimately we are in a situation where when Daniel Farke falls asleep at night, he dreams and wishes he had the defensive capabilities of Michael Dodds, and he wishes he was Mike Dodds, and you know what, who among us doesn't? Why would you not want to be Michael Dodds?
At the end of the day, Daniel Farke as well, he doesn't sound like authentically German. He sounds like he's putting on, like, a silly voice, like an approximation of German, like, or he's being like Verheerlian balloons or something before he talks. But I should probably stop this.
All of this is nothing that Mick knows, and is just his own opinion. It's not. Yeah, this entire podcast. Please do not sue us for anything we have said about Daniel Farke, apart from the fact that he has a little space in his brain where Mike Dodds lives rent-free. The lads will be back later in the week for a preview pod for Saturday's game against West Brom. Yep. Against West Brom away. I hope we have. The lads will be back later in the week to preview West Brom away. And in the meantime, thank you for listening.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.